Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, this Christmas you'll want to make sure your family enjoys a really fine turkey. And your Kroger store is featuring the season's finest birds, the pick of the flock, Kroger price for better value. It's not a bit too soon to ask your Kroger meat man to reserve one of these fine birds for you. Place your order now and be sure to get the exact size you want. These top quality Kroger turkeys are just naturally better. They're plumper, they're juicier, they're more tender. They've got that unmistakable country fresh flavor. When you put a Kroger turkey in your oven Christmas morning, you know that the combination of this naturally better bird and your cooking skill will turn out something super for your family to enjoy. Yes, Kroger turkeys are practically bursting with tender, juicy meat. The flesh is firm and sweet-flavored. The skin is crisp and clean. The white meat is melt-in-your-mouth tender. And the dark meat is rich and succulent. The reason? Well, Kroger turkeys are raised in the best turkey-growing areas. They're scientifically fed to make them plump and tender. Then they're expertly dressed, just like you'd dress a prize bird. And finally, they're carefully selected by critical experts to assure absolute top quality. And value? Say, the Kroger low price will actually help you save. So visit your Kroger store without delay. Order your Kroger turkey now, and be sure you get the exact size you want in these finest turkeys. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs' foster father, Jed Billings, is not a young man. But in regard to a man's years, Jed Billings once said, "Age is not a burden, but an accomplishment." Now, Jed, though he's in a wheelchair, has accomplished a great deal more than his age. He has had success in business, in marriage, and in finding happiness. But Jed has had failures, too. And it's about a recent failure that he today talks to his wife, Grace. Jed says,
"Grace, I said I didn't want to tell you how I felt about the cancellation of that contract on the housing project. Didn't want to talk about it for several days. I know what you must have been thinking since then."
"I've tried not to think about it at all, Jed, but it's impossible to get out of my mind."
"Well, let's wash it from both our minds right now."
"Oh, I wish we could. I wish you could. Because I know losing that job has been a terrible blow to you, dear."
"No greater blow than any of the other jobs I've lost. Perhaps less of a blow than the first one I lost. That was the one that was hard to lose, Grace. That first one, when you're young and think you're pretty good, and it'll show the world that it just limped along till you got your hands on the reins."
"But, Jed, you didn't lose this contract through any failure of your own. The whole project was abandoned. That wasn't your fault, was it?"
"Of course not. I never thought it was. What hurt was that I had my heart set on that project. 40 years of experience went into the plans for those buildings. 40 years of study, of trial and error. 40 years of dreaming of a chance to show what I could do."
"Maybe there's still a chance they'll begin the project again. Or you can interest someone else in your plans."
Not at this late date, Grace. I'm too old. I'm not well known enough. Getting the offer to draw the plans for this project was just a stroke of luck, an accident."
"Well, then, maybe there'll be another lucky accident."
"You know, a chance like this comes but once in a lifetime, Grace. I had my once-in-a-lifetime shot, and something dampened the powder. I'm off the range now, and some other fellow is going to step up in my place and draw a bead on the target of success and fame. Well, I hope he looks to make sure his rifle's loaded."
"Well, Jed, you aren't bitter about it, then?"
"Bitter? Why should I be? What's there to be bitter about? If every man and woman who suffered a disappointment went around being bitter, we'd have a world full of people as long and sad-faced as Cocker Spaniels."
"You're really your old self."
"Yes, my old, aging, crippled self. Jed. But I still have a lot to look forward to, a lot to keep me busy. You know, there's the community house plans to worry about, too. Penny's going to keep me pretty busy till the house down there has been completely reconstructed and remodeled inside and out."
"Oh, I saw your plans for the game room, Jed. I think they're wonderful."
"That's going to be a fine place for the youngsters in this town, Grace. Get them out of the pool halls and off the street corners and from in front of drugstores.
Drugstores won't seem the same without them, Jed.
The druggist should be glad of that. And, you know, I have a brain full of other plans, too. That doctor friend of Penny's, young Evans, says he thinks he might get these legs of mine to work again if I'll bother with a few treatments.
Well, I thought you said those treatments would be a waste of time.
Oh, they were when I was busy on that big project. But now I'll have a lot more time to myself, and I might as well spend it trying to get myself back on my feet again.
Oh, I wish you would, Jen.
No, I'm going to. And I used the right words when I said back on my feet again, too. Because that's just where I'm going to get, Grace. Back on my feet in more ways than one.
Oh, it's awfully nice of you to drive me to the farm, Penny.
Nora, you better have your dad and Freddie do something about this driveway or I won't have enough cars left to come back for you.
It is an awful driveway, isn't it?
Well, I've been on worse, but I don't know where.
What time do you want me to call for you? Oh, I'll get back with Daddy or one of the men on the farm. Aren't you coming in for a while?
No, thanks. I'd like to, but I have some things to do in town.
Oh, well, thanks a lot for the ride out, Penny. You saved me that awful trip out on the bus.
I was glad to do it, Nora. Are you sure you don't want me to come back for you?
No, crickets. No, I'll get in all right. Well, bye, Penny, and thanks again.
Bye, darling.
Hello? Anybody home?
Nora, I thought I heard a car drive up.
Hello, Daddy. Penny brought me out for the afternoon. I hope you're not busy.
Never too busy to enjoy a visit from my favorite daughter.
I am your favorite, all right. Well, cricket time, you're only.
Oh, I had only one because I knew there could never be another like you. How are you, darling?
I'm fine. How about you?
Well, I'm not having a baby.
No, but you're having a grandchild.
My little girl about to become a mother just doesn't seem possible. Here, let me help you off with your coat.
Oh, Daddy, you're just as bad as Freddy. I can do things for myself.
Well, just the same, the more you let others do for you, the better off you'll be.
Oh, thanks.
You know, I don't want to question the reason for your visit, but is it some special occasion that I've overlooked?
Oh, no, Daddy. But I do want to talk to you about something.
All right.
Daddy, it's about Freddy.
Oh, about Freddy? I haven't seen much of that husband of yours for almost a week. Not that it's interfered with the work on the farm. The season's work just about over.
Mm-hmm. Well, Freddy's been acting strangely the last few weeks. I know that... Well, crickets, it's probably just my imagination, but... I keep thinking that something's wrong.
Such as what?
I don't know.
Oh, what's he done that seems strange?
Well, he's beginning to forget things. Not just little things, Daddy, but important things.
Important?
Mm-hmm.
Important to you or to him?
Well, to me mostly, but... Well, before, those were the things that were most important to him, too.
Well, sit down, darling. Let me ask you something. Are you beginning to think that Freddy doesn't love you anymore?
Well, yes, in a way. I've heard about husbands...
You mean because of the baby, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wish Freddie were here to help me prove to you how wrong you are about that. Just a week ago, Freddie was out here, and we didn't get to our work until almost lunchtime because he just had to sit me down and talk to me about the baby.
Did he really, Daddy?
Nora, we've had a lifelong rule not to lie to each other about anything.
I know.
If I thought Freddie was in any way changing his attitude toward you, I'd be the first to tell you about it if you didn't see it yourself.
Well, then it's something else, Daddy. Crickets, Freddie's different. I haven't been able to make him laugh for days. I know there's something on his mind, something he won't tell me.
Have you asked him to tell you?
Yes, I have, and he got very angry, and he's never been angry with me before.
I don't think he stayed angry long, did he?
He walked out of the house and didn't come back for several hours. He apologized then, and everything was all right, but... Crickets, he's still different. There's still something wrong.
Nora, it's a truth, though it's unfortunate, that a man and woman never really get to know each other until they've lived together for some time. Being sweethearts and man and wife are two different things. But that doesn't mean that after marriage they love each other any the less.
Well, I feel toward Freddie the same as I always have. If possible, I'd I love him even more.
He loves you more, too. I know it because I know the boy. Maybe even better than you do. He's the kind of fellow who likes to talk to a man. He's talked to me many times about you and how much he loves you. About his hopes and dreams and plans for you and your child.
Oh, I want to believe that. I want to believe that everything's all right. I've never really known what it's like to be unhappy and hurt. Golly, I don't know how I'd act or what I'd do if Freddie didn't love me.
You needn't worry about how to act. Believe me, darling, there's nothing to worry about. If Freddie has a problem, he'll solve it. If Freddie seems to have changed a little, the change is a passing thing. Don't worry about him, Norman.
Hello.
Hello. Penny?
Yes, this is Penny.
Penny, this is Paul. Paul Williams.
Oh, yes, Paul. Is anything wrong?
No. I'm sorry you couldn't drop in a minute when you brought Nora out the farm.
Yes, so am I, but I was in a rush. Can she get in, or should I drive out and get her?
No, she just went in with one of the men on the farm. I came with him as far as the general store. I wanted to phone and talk to you about something.
Well, nothing's wrong, I hope.
Well, I hope not, but did Nora tell you why she wanted to come out to see me this afternoon?
Well, no, she didn't.
Well, it was about Freddie.
I see.
Well, you sound as if you know something about it.
I don't know very much, Paul. Look, you better talk to Freddie about it.
Well, then there is something to talk about, isn't there? Nora's right. Freddie has changed.
No, I wouldn't say that, but I can see where Nora might think he has. What did Nora say to you?
Well, she thinks Freddie's stopped loving her.
Oh, well, Paul, that's just so much nonsense.
I was sure of that myself, and I told her so, but I wasn't so sure about other things.
I hope you made Nora feel better.
Oh, yes, I took care of that. I don't think she's worried anymore, but I am. I think I'd better talk to Freddie.
Yes, I think so too, Paul, but I don't know whether or not he'll tell you anything.
I think he will. Is he there?
No, he isn't. I haven't seen him all day.
That's one of the things that's worried me so. I don't see him as much as I used to either.
Well, I'll tell him that you want to talk to him.
No, don't. I'll just begin to question him casually next time I see him.
All right, that's a good idea. But I only hope that you do see him before it's too late.
So Paul Williams is really worried about his son-in-law. Will advice and help from family and friends keep Freddie from doing something about his secret trouble, which might ruin his and Nora's happiness? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, don't let Christmas Day sneak up on you. This season, be sure you enjoy a really fine turkey. See your Kroger meat man at the earliest possible moment and ask him to reserve a top-quality bird in the exact size you want. You'll find that your Kroger store is featuring the season's finest turkeys. Plump, tender, heavy-breasted birds that are full of real country fresh flavor. And no wonder. These turkeys are raised in the best turkey-raising areas by master turkey growers. They're scientifically fed to make them plump and tender. They are expertly dressed, as cleanly as you yourself would dress a prize bird. And finally, they're carefully selected by critical experts to assure absolute top quality. So visit your Kroger store without delay and place your order for your Christmas turkey. This Christmas, enjoy a better turkey, Kroger priced for better value. Yes, the Kroger low price will actually help you save. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store today and get the exact size you want in one of those top quality Kroger turkeys. Be sure to listen in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.